You have your Bible tonight. Romans chapter number 1. Romans chapter number 1. Romans chapter number 1 and verse 24. The Bible says, "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served a creature more than a creator who is blessed forever." Amen. "For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lusts on one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving himself that recompense of the error which is meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." We preached on this about 2.5 years ago on this thought, and I preached and titled the message on where we are right now. But I'd like to preach tonight, if just a little bit, if God be my help, on this thought: going down the wrong road. Going down the wrong road. 2.5 years ago, I asked us to look at where we are right now. I want to say 2.5 years ago, 2.5 years later, our whole country, nation, the society, the world in which we live is all going down the wrong road. They're heading in the wrong direction and are heading there in a breakneck speed. Amen. And we see the thing playing out. And I'm going to tell you, a nation can fall in a day when we forget God. The Bible says, "Woe to a nation that'll forget God." When people begin to live in ungodliness. And that's what he tells us here in Romans chapter 1. He said that he wasn't ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And we shouldn't be. Amen. It ought to be something prevalent in our life, because it is, he says, the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and also to the Greek. That's where power comes from. But I'm afraid that we're shunning the power today and receiving that has no power at all. Amen. We're following after the things, praise God, that can't help us. But he says in verse 18, he said, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." Now what Paul was saying here is, people, praise God, because of God's word, it is right, and it tells us right, it ministers to us in the right way, we should know what's right. And if we know what's right, Brother Junior, we ought to also know what's wrong. Amen. And I want to tell you, there's some things that ain't right in this country, ain't right in our world, ain't right in the community where we live. And it's waxing worse and worse every day. And he said that the wrath of God is revealed against those things. Amen? He said, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them." So see, he said, we stand without excuse. There's no excuse for us to forget God. There's no excuse for us to allow this stuff to be a part of our lives. Amen? You say, what are we going to do about it, praise God? We got to stand up and say, you know what? Right is right and wrong is wrong, and we're just going to stay with God. It's come time, listen, children. It's come a time we got to stand together against this stuff and say, you know what? There is a God, and He's real, and we're just going to listen to God. We're going to trust in God that He's laid it out. Praise God. His commandments, His law. We got to trust God, praise the Lord, and just stay with Him. Amen? Newsflash, God hasn't changed His mind about any of this. Amen? He still hates sin. And if we ain't careful, praise God, we forget to remember who God is. He said the invisible things of Him, verse 20, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal God, power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. He's talking about these that forget God, these that know God and turn their back from God and don't do the things that God has to, don't mind the things that God says to mind, and we go in our own pernicious way. Amen? But God says they know better than that. He said one day we're going to stand without excuse. They're going to stand without excuse. Amen. He said back then, and he said the reason for this. Now look what he says in verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. They didn't give God glory. I wonder today, church, are we giving God the glory? Amen. Are we lifting Him up? We praise Him, giving Him glory for what He does? And neither we're thankful. Are we unthankful people? Are we thankful for what God's done? Are we thankful for where God brought us from? Amen. Are we thankful, Dave, because God saved us by His marvelous grace? Are we thankful because He put our name in the Lamb's Book of Life? Are we thankful because God's leading and guiding and directing us and showing us His way? We're to be thankful people, not take it for granted. He said, but they became vain in their imaginations. Hello? Amen. That's what they said in the Noah's day, wasn't it? They just followed after the wickedness of their imagination. It was nothing out of bounds. He said their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, changing the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man and the birds and the four-footed beast and creeping things. He said they started worshiping and serving the things of this world and to the God, the Creator. Amen. We see this thing playing out and we see how it's working. And we see how God has manifested Himself down through the ages. We see in the book of Daniel chapter number 5 where Belshazzar was there and he had all the things and all the objects of the place of worship. And he got them out and he had his wild parties and he's drinking out of the golden vessels that was supposed to be for worshiping God. He was making a mockery out of God and God's things, and God began to write upon the wall. And Rome fell in a day because of that was was happening, taking place, that internal corruption that was in there. Does that sound familiar? The internal corruption that's in the world today, that's working from the inside out. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Listen, it ought to be that the corruption was on the outside and it was trying to get in. But I tell you today, the corruption's on the inside and it ain't trying to get out. Amen. It's just there everywhere you look. They's compromise. Not only is they internal corruption, but they's compromise and they're compromising with the devil. Amen. We're allowing the devil to come in and take over in every situation. We've let him have our homes and our schools and our places of business. And if we ain't very careful, we'll let him have our churches. But we gotta stand up, praise God. Amen. And that we see the compromise that's taking place. If we ain't careful, we get a collapse in our political will and we just say, well, we just give up. Now listen to me. And we say, well, what's the use? Amen. We just throw up our hands and say, well, what's the use? I tell you tonight, as I think about this, and I was thinking about this yesterday morning, I sat in the study. I praise God, what's the use? And the devil runs that through your mind and says, well, what's the use? He said, why don't you just give up? Said, what's the use? Why do you care? And I look back through the pews and I see families and I see mamas and daddies and I see little old young'uns and I say, that's what's the use. It's our families. It's our people. It's the ones that God loves. Praise God. They're precious in the sight of God and they're worth every bit of effort that we put forth today. Amen. That their souls might be saved and we might be drawn to the Lord. Praise God before it's eternally too late. Amen. Praise God. He said, look, he said, Daniel told Belshazzar in a paraphrase, you've been found wanting. Amen. You've been found guilty. You've been found wanting. You've come up short. Amen. And the Bible says before the next morning came that he had done lost his power. Amen. That the Chaldeans had done come in, slew him in his sleep and took over the kingdom. Amen. It can happen in a moment, a twinkling of an eye, if we ain't careful. But we see here in the writing of God's Word, Paul begins to tell us, he said that because of the wickedness of the world and the wickedness, if we get caught up in it, how God begins to manipulate and God begins to try to help us and encourage us, but we try to manipulate God, don't we? We try to change Him and make Him into something that He's not. And we go after the things, praise God, that this flesh desires. Hello? Amen? He said, wherefore, because of that, God also gave them up unto uncleanness. Now look what he's talking about. Now I want to tell you tonight, America, if we've ever deserved judgment, we deserve the judgment of God. We deserve the judgment of God. And why he hasn't already done it, I don't know. But well, he may have. He may be well in the process of judging our nation. We may well be on our way to falling. Amen. From the grace of God. Amen. Praise God. We can't even think that we can go away from God and we can shun God and we can push God away and not face some kind of impunity. It's got to be a day of a reckoning for me and you. We're going to have to give an account, young as every one of us. Amen. Well, you say, well, preacher, I'm saved and I'm ready to go to heaven, but it's going to be a day of reckoning for what we did with our salvation between here and there. We're going to have to stand and give an account, praise God, and these people weighed and found guilty, just like in Belshazzar's time, praise God. There's the same amount of people today or more that need help from the Lord. Amen. So we see that we can as the Lord begins to move upon our hearts, he says that the Lord also gave them up an uncleanness through the lust of their own bodies. Now listen to what God says here. He said, God gave them up as to their bodies. Amen. That's to our body. God help us. Amen. And that, in other words, that, he said gave them up. That means that he handed them over. Amen. They was lusting so hard in the body that God just lets them go. Amen. Hands them over to the lust of their own hearts. He says here in these scriptures. Amen. He says, as to their hearts. Verse 24. There is a heart condition. Amen. Their heart is leaning after those lustful things of the flesh. Praise God. Amen. So we see in this, we've come to a place where we are right now. We come to a place of going down the wrong road. And it's almost as if we're many miles down that road. And if we ain't careful, we won't be able to figure out how to get back. Amen. But you and I know how to get back. We know how to stay where we need to be. And we know how to, the direction that we need to take. And that direction is in Jesus Christ as our Savior. But he said that he gave them up as to their bodies to hand them over. He said it was as to their hearts, amen. He said through the lust of their own hearts. Jeremiah asked a question, Jeremiah 17 and 9. He said the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Amen. And he asked this question. He said, who can know it? I want to say tonight there's only one person, praise God, that can know your heart. You say, well, preacher, I know who that is. That's my wife. She knows my heart. Amen. No, there's only one person that knows your heart, and that's God Almighty. God Almighty is the only one that knows your heart. He said, our heart's wicked, it's deceitful. He said, he asked the question, who can know it? And the answer is God Almighty knows your heart. He knows the thoughts and intents in your heart. The dividing asunder of soul and the spirit said, God knows you. And God will help you, David. If we'll realize that and we'll ask God to help us, he'll begin to manifest himself in us in such a way that we can see Christ, the Christ of glory, in my heart, in your heart. And like we preached Wednesday night, as Paul said, that Christ was involved in his life. Amen. Remember Wednesday night we said Paul mentioned Christ 18 times, I believe if I counted right. Paul was, he said, Christ is involved in my life, in my ministry. Everything about me, Christ is in the middle. And he's a helping me. How do you think he persevered through the trials and tribulations and through taking him out of the city and stoning him, leaving him for dead? Amen. Because Christ was with him. I want to say the same God is with me and you. But as we look at this tonight and we see the heart is desperately wicked, hey, nobody can know it but God. And if we don't follow after God, if we follow after lust of our own heart, it starts us in a downward spiral. That's where we're at in the day, in the land that we live. America is in a downward spiral, and it seems like we're getting faster every day. Amen? Getting like we're getting faster in that spiral every day. Praise God. But he says, and here in the Word of God, and through the lust of their own flesh, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Amen. So we see the first sign that God Almighty, in a downward spiral, we see the first time is God turning a nation, turning a people over, just allowing them to go on. They thumbed their hand in God's face so much. God said, just go ahead, go on, if that's what you want to do. But I'm telling you, we're going to our own demise when we turn our back on God. He said, woe to a nation that'll forget God. We better remember Him, and we better seek Him instead of pushing Him away. Amen. Even for our children's sake. Amen. God wants to help us today if we'll let Him. So the first sign of a spiraling down from God, amen, is a rampant sexual immorality that we have. They call it a sexual revolution. Amen. And he said it's because, he said, who changed the truth of God into a lie? Said what they did, they took the truth of God. We done read and you're hearing that when they knew God that they glorified Him not as God. If we don't lift God up and praise God, if we don't do it, then our children won't know how to do it. We better start praising God again. I preached a while back, amen, we better come in the door with our hearts geared up, ready to praise God. These young'uns, our families, our friends, our loved ones, me and you, praise God, need to see people praising God again. Amen. Listen, there's nothing wrong. You know what happened? The charismatic movement come along and they messed it up for God's people. A bunch of show and a bunch of foolishness. But man, I want to say, praise God, there's nothing wrong with praising God and giving Him glory for all that He's doing. Amen. If we just praise God for what He's done in our lives this week. I love it, praise God. Before service, people raise their hands and say, boy, I just want to thank God. What He's done this week, I've seen the hand of God. I felt the touch of God. I know who God is. Amen. But He said, we get to a place, the first sign is God turns us over to a reprobate mind, praise God. He turns us over to a rampant sexual immorality, a sexual revolution. Amen. You know what it is? It's nothing but a heathenism. Amen. As God is dismissed and God is rejected, God is put aside. He said they changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Should have been. Should be. Amen. He should be blessed and magnified. But said when we see this sexual revolution, he said we're starting to spiral downhill. It all started in the early 60s, late 50s, early 60s. Amen. The hippie movement. Amen. Praise God, we started going down the wrong road and we should have thrown up a roadblock. We should have thrown up some stop signs. Should have got out ahead of that and said, oh, hold on a minute. Jesus loves you and He wants to save you by His marvelous grace. Yeah, preacher, you believe those people is lost? Lost as a ball in high weeds. Amen. It's lost without God. They had broke ever one of the commandments. They turned their back on God, turned their back on godliness and went running after the world. We better get back to God, church. We better get back to God. But they had dismissed God. They had rejected the Lord, amen. Changed, amen, changed the Word of God, the truth of God, into a lie. Amen. Said, well, I hear this all the time. Well, preachers, does God's Word really say that? Amen. Does it really say? Yes, it does. And yet He hasn't changed His mind. In all these years and centuries, God's still the same. Amen. The first sign is God turning the nation over. The second sign, it's the second sign we see in verse 26 and 27. He says, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. Now the first sign is God gave them up unto the lust of their flesh. Amen. The second sign to a sexual revolution. Amen. But we see the second sign is God gave them up, praise God, as to that, that is to their, He handed them over as to their bodies. But the second part of it, He gave them up into vile affection, praise God. He said, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. The second sign that we see, praise God, is unbridled homosexuality and lesbianism that you see in the world today. You say, well, preacher, they're telling us down at the schoolhouse and different places that that's okay. We ought to accept that. That's hogwash from the devil. Do not believe that. It's wrong in the eyes of God. He said it was wrong and it's still wrong. Praise God. It's the second step into sliding down, going down the wrong road, going in the wrong direction, going just as far away from God as you can. Not only does it take your body, but it takes your soul. Amen. It takes your soul away from God. And the sad part is, he said God gave them up as their souls. And the vile affections, that lust. And it's like the Holy Spirit says, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Amen. Even their women have changed it. Amen. He said there's psychological confusion going on in the world because mamas ain't supposed to be this way. Daddies ain't supposed to be this way. They're supposed to be a standard for the home. And that standard is Christ Jesus. That standard is how God created it in the beginning. Male and female created He them. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's how God designed it to be. Marriage is between one man and one woman. Amen. Praise God. Hey, if you go to school, young, listen to me, you go to school and your teacher tries to tell you, he say, Pastor Jeff, my pastor said that ain't right. He said, God said marriage is between one man, one woman. Amen. And you say that, and say, I believe it because God said it. He established marriage in the garden. Amen. He created Adam, put him to sleep, used anesthesia, put him to sleep, took a rib out of his side, praise God, closed up the flesh. Didn't even leave a scar. Amen. And took that rib, praise God, and made a woman. And brought her to Adam and give her to him, praise God, that she would be his helpmate. A bride, praise God. He'd leave his father and his mother. He would cleave to his wife. At leaving, queaving, and weaving, praise God. That means that God put together, praise God, for his glory. But we got psychological confusion today. They're trying to mess with their kids and their heads. Say, well, that's not the way it is. Maybe there's another way. Maybe there's an alternative lifestyle. Amen. There is not. Amen. There is not an alternative lifestyle. There's only one, and it's in Christ Jesus the Lord. But the second sign we see is homosexuality and lesbianism. Amen. And he said for even their women did change the natural use in that which is against nature. In other words, he said there's proof of morality and a virtue that's lost. See, there used to be a virtue. Remember the virtuous lady? Amen. The one that's over in Proverbs chapter 31, that woman who was virtuous. Proverbs, last chapter, 31. It said this. They talked about the virtuous woman. Said, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Verse 10. Verse 27, he said, she looked well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, and her husband also, and he praiseth her. Can you believe he called her? You reckon she was offended? We're living in a world full of ludicrousy. Said, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Amen. A virtuous woman. But the Spirit of God says, for even the woman has changed the way God designed it to be. And he said, it shouldn't be so. He said, that's the second sign we see when women begin to change. Amen. Begin to change the things that and go things that are and go against go with the things that ain't. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you don't believe God loves homosexuals? Oh yeah, He does. He loves homosexuals. Praise God. But I want to tell you, he don't like homosexuality. He don't like the sin. You say, preacher, is it a sin? Yeah, Leviticus 18:22. Amen. Leviticus 20 and 13, he said that men ain't supposed to lie with men, women ain't supposed to lie with women. He said it's an abomination. Leviticus 20 and 13, he said take them out and put them to death, and their blood won't be upon you. He said, preacher, are we supposed to go kill people? No, praise God. We're supposed to kill sin. We're supposed to hate sin because God does. Amen. Praise the Lord. And lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and praise Him. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. And men never get saved, praise God. You remember what Jesus said about marriage? He says, the marriage bed is undefiled. He said, marriage is between a man and a woman. Amen. Praise God. But the Lord does, let me just show you, the Lord does love homosexuals. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. Look what he says. He said, no, verse number 9, he said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor covetous, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall enter the kingdom of God. Amen. God said, hey, listen, them ain't going to make it in. But listen to what he says. And such were some of you. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Praise the Lord. Paul said, David, some of you used to be in this situation. But God Almighty has saved you, praise God, and He saves you, and He brings you up, and He brings you out, amen, praise God, of those situations. He said, you're now no longer what you ought to be. Said you won't be going down the wrong road no more. Said you'll believe on Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved, and you'll come out of that mess. Amen. See, I'm old school. I still believe that God saves you. Praise God. You'll give up your drinking. I believe you give up your smoking. I believe God will help you give up those things. Praise God. That'll defile your body. I believe you'll give up the drugs and the alcohol because it hinders your mind from thinking on God. I believe there'll be a change in you. Praise God. When you get truly born again. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Things change. But the second side, spiraling down, going down the wrong road. Amen. Praise God. Is homosexual a revolution? We see it taking place all around us. And how is it they can have more say-so than we have? Amen. Less than 1% of the population, they get the more say-so than me and you. Something's messed up. Amen. Praise God. But then we see the third sign. Amen. The third sign. He said they gave them up as to their body. He said they gave them up as to their soul. They said also gave them up as to their spirit. Look at verse 26 or 27. He said, likewise also the men leaving the natural use of woman burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves the recompense of the error which is meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Don't you notice something here? It's not that they didn't know God. He said they didn't want to retain God in their knowledge. In other words, he said there's a group of people. They wanted to forget God. Amen. Half of our political leaders in 2014 raised their hand and said they would vote to never mention God again. God help us, youngins. God help us. Said even though they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over. As to their spirit, to a reprobate mind. That's abandonment. To turn your back and your mind away from God. To leave God behind. To do those things which are not convenient. Amen. He said that the wickedness of being turned over to a reprobate mind. To do the things that when it'd be easier to do what was right. He said they go out of their way to do wrong. We're having people today in this world, they go out of their way to be sinful. It'd be a whole lot easier just to walk down the road, do right, praise God, and act right, walk right, talk right, but they choose to do wrong because of sinfulness. God says when it's as to their spirit has been turned over to a reprobate mind to do those things that are not convenient. He said they're filled with all kind of unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness. Amen. They're filled with covetousness and maliciousness and full of envy and murder and debate and deceit and malignity and whisperers, backbiters, haters of God. They're despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection. Well, we're there. We've gone way down the road without natural affection. Amen. Used to mamas, praise God, mamas, they'd love their children. They'd die for them. Now they're abandoning them on the sides of the road, taking them, dropping them off in a box. God help us, young'uns. We're in a mess. Amen. He said they're without natural affection, and implacable and unmerciful. He said that's where we're at. Amen. He said that the third sign, praise God, that we've gone way down the road without God. Praise God, is we're openly encouraging evil things the day and hour we live. Not only does it happen, but said they're encouraging it. Said who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. They show approval to those things, wicked things that people's practicing. We give our approval. Amen. God says that's the rung on the bottom ladder, praise God. It's stepping off into the pits of hell. He said that's where we're at today. Amen. Our sexual sins have pulled them down, and all the other sins that we've allowed to come into our lives and our world, they're put on open display in the world. People aren't ashamed of it no more. Amen. I'm ashamed. I have to shut my eyes going through Asheville. Cause of the wickedness you see at the bus station. It beats all I've seen in all my life. It's ungodliness. It's wickedness to the highest order. Amen. He said, but there comes a time, the ungodly, doing ungodly deeds. Amen. They're gone way down the road. They have no idea how to get back. Amen. But we as God's people, we got to be careful that we don't approve the things they do. We've got to stand fast. Amen. See, where we are right now, We're way down the road where we was 2.5 years ago. Amen. Going down the wrong road. But we got a jihad. Most people don't know what that means. Amen. When you're driving a horse, G and ha, right and left. Amen. But anyway, he said, we need to understand where we're at. And we need to hold up. To look at where we're at, and we say, you know what? We're going to have to stay with God. We're going to have to rededicate ourselves to the Lord. We're going to have to get in here a whole lot better than we ever have been and be a light and a witness in the darkness of this world. Amen. That we might compel them to come in. Amen. They still hope for some of them. Now, I don't know about these that's been turned over to a reprobate mind. There's so much wickedness in this world. Amen. It'd be hard to combat against. But I want to say there's a God that's bigger than all that. And amen, if we help them to understand that they're going down the wrong way, but we've got to be willing to tell them. Amen. We can't compromise with them. We can't just encourage them along. You know, we do that a lot of times. We'll just encourage somebody along so we'll get them out of our face. So it'll go off and aggravate somebody else, right? But what we ought to do is more be loving them and helping them and showing them, praise God, there's a God of heaven who loves them and wants to help them. And that, and take the Word of God, open it up and say, look, this God said this is wrong. He said, you're going down the wrong direction, going down the wrong road. God's not pleased with that. But God loves you and He wants to save you. He wants to save you out of that mess. He wants to deliver you, praise God, into a righteous life in Christ Jesus. Amen. Before they go down the road too far. Amen. Before they're given over to the lust of their flesh, amen. To the consuming of their body, to the given over to the losing of their soul, to their given over to there's no more the Holy Ghost moving upon their spirit. You get all them things, and they've gone just about too far, because God said He'd turn them over to a reprobate mind. Amen. Praise God. But I won't say we got to get them before they get there. We got to get them. We got to love them. We got to show them that God cares for them. Amen. We got to let them know that they're going down the wrong road. Amen. We got to come alongside them. We got to love them, encourage them, and say, let me just show you in the Word of God. God wants to help you. Hey, there's a whole lot of them out there that's never heard that. There's a whole lot of them that's going through diversity and trials in their lives. And nobody's ever come alongside them and say, let me tell you how to get help. Amen. A lot of people out there today, now listen to me, I'm done. A lot of people out there, they just want to be loved. They just want to be loved. They need somebody to love them, to encourage them, to show them the way. Amen. That's where we come in. Praise God. Amen. Me and my wife, you and your family, praise, can come alongside somebody and say, hey, listen, let me just tell you what God, that God loves you. Let me just show you how He cares for you. Let me point you in the right direction and begin to give them those things to build upon so that they can realize the error of their ways and the goodness of His. What are you saying, Pastor? I said, we need to let them see the Lord Jesus Christ in us. Amen. Guys, we can't just keep going down the wrong direction. We can't just let them keep going down the wrong road. We got to come beside them. We got to put up those stop signs. Amen. Kind of like the old preacher preached that message on a red light to hell. Amen. We need to put up a red light to hell. Amen. Shine bright and say, hey, don't go in there. Amen. There's a way that's a whole lot better. It's in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen.